From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported today that the West Nile virus has spread more quickly this year than last. It's already been found in mosquitoes, birds, and horses in 32 states, compared to just 20 states at this time last year. NPR's Joanne Silberner is here to tell us more about the CDC's West Nile forecast. Joanne, so far as we know, West Nile was only discovered in North America in 1999. Why is it spreading so quickly this year?
Well, it's been picking up every year since it was discovered, and there are a lot of factors that go into the virus's life. There's weather, there's rain, there's mosquito abatement. So it's really hard to say why, but basically viruses, you know, once they get established, they find a place. They populate it as best they can, and the mosquitoes carrying the virus have been able to winter over, and then it already has a foothold for the next year.
What does the CDC say about the likelihood of how many people are likely to be sickened by West Nile virus this year?
Well, they're not saying numbers, but they're saying it's going to be bigger than last year. I mean, at this point, four people have gotten sick, confirmed cases, and it's the same number as last year, but because it's been seen in more mosquitoes and birds and horses all over, they're thinking it's going to be bigger. And the peak season is late July and early August, and the four cases at this time last year turned into 4,200 cases, which included 284 deaths. They're saying the numbers are likely to be higher than that.
Means of infection. There were some stories last year about blood transfusions actually passing the virus on to people. Is that likely to be a problem?
Not this year. They've just started doing a blood test, and they're testing donated blood, and they've already found one positive case. One of the tricky things about this virus is that in most people it doesn't cause any problems. About 80% of the people may have a slight fever. They may not even know it. So you go to donate blood. They say, "How are you feeling?" You say, "Fine." They figure, "Okay." But now they have a test, they look at the blood, and they can tell, they've already found one asymptomatic person who could have transmitted it, and they were able to pull that out of the blood supply.
Any advice from the CDC to people as to what they should do to avoid contracting West Nile virus, or if they have it, what they should do in that case?
To avoid contracting, it's avoiding mosquitoes. It's, you know, advice nobody really likes to hear. Wear long sleeves if you're in an area where mosquitoes are. Try not to be around at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are busy feeding. Use DEET or some other insect repellent. Get rid of any standing water on your property.
And anything on the treatment front or on the vaccine front, possibly?
There's more on vaccines, to me, at least, look a little more promising. On treatment, they tested about 600 compounds, came up with about 25 that are promising. They're looking more carefully about that. I think vaccines are a little bit closer because there's one that could be tested in humans by the end of the summer. It's using the yellow fever virus vaccine and putting in some West Nile virus material, and that could be tested very soon.
Four cases so far.
That's it.
It seems like a remarkably small number of cases of anything for us to be talking about.
Well, again, the peak is late July, early August, so it's, you know, we're looking towards the next few weeks to be hearing a lot more about it.
Okay, Joanne, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Joanne Silberner talking with us about West Nile virus.